السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, since the Pingo Rail Masjid have a sentimental value in my life, since I was a small child, the first masjid in Pingo was the Pingo Rail Masjid. And alhamdulillah, my late Nana Hafiz Ismail Padia Rahmatullah Ali, the father of Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, was the imam of this masjid for many, many years. The new masjid is built, the old masjid was made shaheed. I remember the old masjid. And Mawlana Salot Rahmatullah Ali was a very good hafiz of the Quran. And his tarawih was very famous from the 70s, 80s, 90s, till he had to leave this masjid because of old age and sickness and health issues, etc. May Allah grant all our marhums the highest rank in Jannat al-Firdaus. Besides the imam of this masjid, many senior citizens that were regular musallis in this masjid from Fajr for all five times salah, many of them have passed away. And also our Mufti Siraj Sahib is presently in England in Bradford. He was also the imam of this masjid for many years, and Allah is using him in England. Over there also he's teaching Quran, Hadith, doing imamat, etc. May Allah guide us to follow on the footsteps of our five pious predecessors. I have recited ayat from Surah Baqarah, Para 2, verse number 185. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that verily the glorious Quran Sharif was revealed in the blessed month of Ramadan. The ulama have written the nights of Laylatul Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Allah revealed the Quran from the protected tablet, Lawh-e Mahfuz, to the first sky. And over a period of 23 years, through the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, the Quran Sharif was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some verses were revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. Some verses were revealed in Madinah Munawwara. Some verses were revealed at Badr, some at Uhud. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he traveled, Allah made the Quran reveal at different situations and different conditions. And today we have the glorious Quran Sharif amongst us. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Verily Allah has revealed the Quran and Allah will protect it. We are plus minus 1445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose the group of the Hufaz of the Quran, the group of the ulama kiram, who 6-7 hours of the day at different hifz classes and different darul looms, they are learning and teaching the Quran. One is our youngsters learn to memorize the Quran. And the other is our respected ulama-i kiram derive the masail of salah, fasting, hajj, zakah from the Quran and the authentic hadiths of Rasulullah and the academic discussions, the detail of the Arabic language, the detailed tafsir and commentary of the Quran, the ulama in the darulums are teaching it to the students. And every year, many gift classes in darulum have a graduation jalsa. And we are fortunate in Spingo, we have Madrasa Talimuddin at our doorstep. And few days time, they will also be having the graduation jalsa. It is a 6-7 years of hard effort of the students and the ustads. And the little salary that is given to ulama-i kiram, they make sabr. You see what salary the other professional gets, the doctors, lawyers, accountants, engineers, etc. And you see what salary our ulama get. But for the love of Allah, love of Rasulullah, some love of the Quran, and what beautiful Jannah paradise of Allah has prepared for the pious servants, they make sabr with that little salary. May Allah give all our ulama-i kiram and tuffaz good health and afiyat, and guide us to follow on the footsteps of our true pious predecessors. And the object of revealing the Quran is a guidance for mankind, and wal furqan is distinguishing factor between haq and batil, between halal and haram. We all know some of the major sins: alcohol, gambling, interest-bearing transactions, music, adultery, zina, homosexuality, lesbianism. These are all kabira, major gunas, which the people of the past, Allah sent azab and punishment on them. And these incidents are mentioned in the Quran, that today also if people commit these major sins, there's an opportunity, or there's a danger that the azab of Allah can come on us today also. Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open. There are certain times during the day where we make Tawbah and Istighfar. During the 5 times Salah, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Try to be in the Masjid Azan time. And wala zikrullahi akbar, the greatest zikr is to read our Faraz Salah on his prescribed time. And Allah will forgive our sins. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, wala zikrullahi akbar. Besides that, the 15th night of Sha'ban in South Africa, we know Sunday after Maghrib, many masjids, the imam of the masjid, either they will be giving a lecture or they will be getting a guest speaker. These are occasions to close the shaitan box forever. And the month of Ramzan is at our doorstep. And out of the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah SAW, the love of the Quran, and the desire to go to Jannah paradise, these are occasions to score for our Jannah paradise. The more time we spend in the house of Allah, the more we'll be scoring in the bank of Jannah. Many of our friends and family members that were with us few months ago, few weeks ago, or the last Ramzan, this Ramzan they are no more with us, they are gone. And one day our name going to be written that this and so passed away. And how we make effort to earn our halal rozi. Islam promotes that we must be givers of zakat. Islam promotes we must givers of charities, lillah charities. Yadul ulya khayrun min al yadis sufla. Our beloved Rasulullah has mentioned the hand that gives charities is better than the hand that receives charities. And we got our generous businessmen and professionals and general, every Muslim that donates a 50 rand or a 1,000 rand or a 10,000 rand towards the masjid, madrasa, towards alleviating the suffering of the ummah in war-torn countries in Palestine, Syria, and even in our country there's so much poverty. But our charities must not be used for alcohol and gambling. It must be used for music festivals. Our charities must not be used for haram meat, pork, etc. We give generous donation to reliable Muslim organizations that are supervised by ulama al-haq, the ulama of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they will utilize our charities wisely, correctly, and properly. Some Muslim organization, I'm not taking names, one Muslim accountant made a phone call to me. He said, I'm an accountant, and I asked for the books of a certain Muslim organization. And it was brought to my notice, 65% to 75% of the charities went on salaries of that organization. But I'm not taking the name, it's against the law to defame people in public. But what accountant made a phone call to me, I never tell my wife, my parents, my family members, al-majalisu bil amana. If somebody tells me something privacy, I don't tell my friends, I don't tell my wife, nobody, as an amanat. That accountant told me 70% of that organization's money went in salaries of those members of that organization. So may Allah protect us. So every field you get this con artist who rob the public of the money, and instead of giving it to the poor, they're driving flashy cars and they're making a good salary of themselves. May Allah protect us. That must not happen. The very next verse, 186, Allah speak on the virtues of making dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. Allah Ta'ala says, you make dua to me, I'm very close to you, I'll accept your dua. Before making dua, we do some good actions. One is be regular with our Faraz Salah. The time between Azan and Iqamah, du'as are accepted. After every Faraz Salah, we read du'as are accepted. A fasting person at the time of Iftar, we make du'a, Allah accepts it. We will be getting up for Sehri, and we can read Tahajjud Salah at that time and make du'a, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. And we must not say our du'as are not accepted. Hazrat Salman Farsan narrates that Rasulullah said, verily your sustain Allah Ta'ala is modest and magnanimous. He is modest in that he shies away from returning the hands of his slaves empty when they lift their hands up to him in supplications. Mentioned in Tirmizi and Hakim. A person with white beard make du'a, Allah accept the du'as readily. In the Musnad of Ahmad, in addition narrated to the Abu Hadith, it says that Allah may also store the du'a as the treasure for a person in the hereafter, which will be of great benefit to him, mentioned in Mishkat. It is mentioned when we make du'a, one is Allah grant you what you ask for. Second is that Allah don't give you what you ask for, but removes a difficulty or calamity that was coming your way. Because you made dua, Allah removed it. And the third is, Allah keeps it in store for the akhirah. And for our duas to be accepted, our income and food needs to be halal also. There's a narration here in Muslim Sharif. It is narrated in a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person will have traveled a long distance making his hair disheveled and his body to be covered in dust. He will raise his hands supplicating, O Marab, O Marab. But his food is from haram sources. His drink is haram. Besides alcohol, maybe you're buying cold drink juice, but that also you're buying it with haram money. He's being nourished with haram. Then his dua is not accepted. May Allah protect us. Many of us are fortunate going for Umrah, Hajj, spending thousands of rands, staying in 5-star hotels. But with what income did we get that money? And you're going for Umrah, Hajj, spending 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand. And there's great poverty in our blood relatives. They are staying in a rented house for many years. And one family, rich family, goes for Umrah. One trip, they spend a huge amount. And they're going every year in Ramzan, every year. One is Faraz Hajj we have to do. But the family must get together. I already went 5 times for Hajj. Already went 10 times for Umrah. This blood relatives of mine, they are staying in a rented house. 1 year we don't go for Umrah, let's buy them a house. And how much du'as those people will give? We'll send them khajur and zamzam every year when we return. Maybe buy one kurta or a topi or a cloak as a gift. But they also got a heart. End of the month, they're battling to pay madrasa fees, school fees. They're battling to pay the rent of the house. This is not what the teaching of Rasulullah. Charity begins at home, my brothers. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. I'm not pointing my finger at anybody in this masjid. Nobody from Springer Hill Masjid told me to give this bayan or from the city of Durban. I'm giving general advices. It is first for me, and Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing.